indicated, so welcome all to the December Ordinary Council meeting. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 4:32. In attendance, we have councillors Barrett, councillor Robinson, councillor Letter, councillor Penny, councillor Dewar, councillor Wright, councillor Whittam. Staff, we have Ms. Karen Callahan, Chief Executive Officer, Pam Hull, Strategic Support and Projects Officer, Sharon Minitzer, Finance Coordinator, Peter Blahoff, Manager of Works. I leave absence, Neil. Apologies, Neil. Item 3, we have a disclosure of interest from Leonie Hoss, Governance and Compliance Officer, declares an impartiality interest in item 14.5. Due to a professional and personal association with one of the quoting consultants. Okay, on that we can move to item 9.
Second.
Well, item 4, response on previous public questions taken on notice, Neil. 5, public question time, Neil. 6, presentations, petitions, deputations, Neil. 7, application for leave of absence, Neil. No one for an application for leave of absence? No. I, announcements from the presiding member, no. 9, confirmation of minutes, ordinary council meeting 20th of November 2025. Recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting of council held on 20th November 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Moved Councillor Dewar, seconded Councillor Penny. Those in favour, 7-0. Item 10, removal talent, point of difference, Neil. Item 11.1, room for tower economy. 11.1, proposed subdivision boundary realignment, lot 9005, number 2770, and lot 100 Warren Up Road, Broomhill West. Anyone have any comments from the floor regarding this item? We'll move to the recommendation that the council recommend the West Australian Planning Commission unconditionally approve the subdivision application number 202546 seeking boundary realignment between lot 9005 and lot 100 Warren Up Road, Broomhill West. Move Councillor White, seconder Councillor Robinson. All those in favour, 7-0. 11.2, proposed new local planning scheme. Ms. Bush is the author of this one. A recommendation there. Nothing from the floor. Aye.
I can speak to this.
You want to speak to this?
Yeah. So this is a necessary reset of our planning framework. Running two outdated schemes is deemed to be inefficient, exposes the site to inconsistency and risk. This recommendation simply commences the process. There are no zoning changes at this stage. And council will retain full oversight as the draft scheme returns for consideration before advertising. And this outcome is one modern compliance scheme along with current legislation.
Councillor White?
Well, I do have a question regarding the no zone changes, because we do have issues in Broomhill. So I hope they will be looked at by...
They will be looked at the time, yes.
Okay, so the officer recommendation that the council, 1, pursuant to section 72(1)(a) of the Planning and Development Act 2005 and part 4, clause 981 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes, regulations 2015, resolved to prepare a new Shire Broomhill Tambler local planning scheme number one for the entire district of the Shire Broomhill Tambler. Two, note that the new local planning scheme will be for the area delineated in the scheme map in attachment 11.2.1. Three, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to sign the Form 1A as presented to convey the Council resolution to prepare a new scheme in a form approved by the West Australian Planning Commission. Four, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to A, complete and sign the Form 1B as presented and publish notice of the Council resolution in a newspaper circulated in the local government area and on the Shire website. B, provide a copy of the notice to adjacent local governments, the Water Corporation, the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions, and any other public authority affected by the scheme to provide them with a minimum of 21 days to comment, excluding the Christmas New Year period. Five, note that a draft new local planning scheme will be referred to a future council meeting for consideration prior to commencing any formal advertising process, and that consent to advertise will be required from the West Australian Planning Commission. Mover, Councillor White, seconded Councillor Letta. Seven, Neil. Item 13.3, Arc Infrastructure licence to use and occupy corridor land, Shire Broomhill Tambler Tourist Shelter. And did you have any comment?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory. Yep. So Shire is currently party to an agreement with probably the Public Transport Authority for the use of the part of the rail corridor where the tourist information base is situated in Broomhill. ARC Infrastructure have the lease of that portion of land, and they've requested that PTA has requested ARC to enter into agreement directly with the Shire for the ongoing use of that land for a 10-year period.
Thank you. Okay, so the recommendation that the Council won endorses the licence to use and occupy corridor land, Shire Broomhill Tambler Tourist Shelter as presented, and two, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to apply the Commons Deal and execute the licence agreement and any associated documents. Mover, Councillor Dewar, second Councillor Whittam. All those in favour, seven. Okay, 12. Broomhill Tambler Lifestyle. 12.1. Public Transport Authority of WA licensed to occupy Tambler Railway Station, L6961-4-portion lot 39020 Garrett Street, Tambler.
This is the same as the previous item, except the agreement is with the Public Transport Authority directly. It's specifically for the use of the railway station, and we had discussed potentially making that available to a not-for-profit organisation in the not-too-distant future once it was approved by PTO.
Okay, thank you. The recommendation that the Council 1 agrees to enter into a licence to occupy L6961-4 with the Public Transport Authority of WA for the Tambler Railway Station, portion of lot 390 on deposited plan 31194, under certificate of title LR3156, folio 567, 20 Garrity Street, Tambler, and 3. Authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to apply the Commons Seal and execute the licence agreement and any associated documents. Mover, please. Councillor Robertson. Second, Councillor Dewar. Seven, Neil.
Just through the chair, the numbering is 1 and 3, it's not 2.
Yeah,
I'll just take that. Yeah.
So it's not meant to be number two? No.
13.1, financial statements, November 2025. Any comments? No? Okay. Recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 30th November 2025 be received. Moved to Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Widdham, 7-0. 13.2, monthly list of payments, November 2025. Any comments on the list of payments? With regulations 13.1 and 13A1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for November 2025 endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $867,085.15. And credit purchasing card payments totaling $1,577.61. Mover, Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Letter. All those, 7-0. Item 13.3, Block 274, Greenhills Road North, Greenhill West, land tenure. Over the recommendation? Yep. Okay, that the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage be advised that the Shire of Broomhill Tanlock has no objection to the proposed removal of the Crown grant in trust condition for lot 274 on deposited plan 248895 and subsequent sale of the property to the current proprietors, the Bunbury Diocesan Trustees. Mover for that, please. Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor White. All those, 7-0. 13.4, delegation 4.13, planning approvals amendment. Okay. Is there going to be an amendment here?
And I'm going to recommend that we change 1B. Instead of removing the reference to development value, we just increase the value that is of $500,000. We increase that to $1 million and retain the reference to development value.
So we change that to a cap at 1 million.
So with the amended recommendation.
Do we have a seconder for the
amendment? No, you don't need a second.
Amendment?
So I'll read that. That the council resolves by an absolute majority to amend the existing delegation 4.13 planning approvals as presented in attachment 13.4.1. To A, remove the reference to the application involves an agricultural shed over 500 square metres, and B, amend to increase the development application value to $1 million, and two, notes that the delegations register will be updated to reflect this amendment. Yes?
Happy with that?
I'm happy to move that.
Councillor White? Yeah, you're happy to move that? And seconded Councillor Letter? No further discussion? No? Oh, well, I'll call for the vote. And we're happy to pass that 7-0. All right, thank you. Item 13.5, Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan 2025 to 2027.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan is a statutory requirement. It ensures that the SHAR continues to be an employer who does not discriminate on the on any basis, and in particular they highlight four outcome areas to ensure the work environment is free from sexual and racial harassment, free from employment practices that are biased or discriminate unlawfully, employment practices and programs recognised include strategies to achieve workforce diversity and to maintain a relevant and achievable equal employment management plan. This plan is current for 2 years and it ran out a little while ago. Sitting behind that will be the implementation plan, which we've to tweak to make sure it is relevant and achievable without imposing too many more layers on what we already do. So if Council's happy to endorse it, we'll send that off to the Public Sector Commission and we will.
Yeah. All right, thank you. No further comment. Recommendation that the Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan 2023-2025 as presented be endorsed. Moved to Councillor Dewar, seconded Councillor Penny. All those in favour, it's past 7-0. Auditor's final report for the year ended 30 June 2025. Comments, Karen?
Yes, the audit outcome is satisfactory overall. Issues raised are procedural rather than systemic. The OAG findings are consistent with the external auditor's observations. Issues identified are moderate in nature and largely procedural. The most notable items relate to related party declarations, land held for resale valuation processes, and late balance management, which the administration has in hand, and we're progressing to address these. None of these have impacted the audit opinion. Management responses are appropriate and already underway.
Okay, very good, thank you. Recommendation that the auditor general report for the year ending 30 June 2025 be received. Moved, Councillor Dewar, second, Councillor Penny. All those in favour, it's passed 7-0. 13.7, Annual Report 2024-2025. Okay, once again, anything there, Karen, straightforward?
No, just the report captures a year of delivery during a period of organisational transition. And the report aligns with the audited financial statements and presents a balanced picture of performance.
Okay. Nothing else? No? Okay, well, we've got two recommendations here. Recommendation one on absolute majority. So that's committee recommendation one, that it be recommended to the council that in accordance with sections 5.53 and 5.54 of the Local Government Act No. 95, the 2024-2025 annual report for the Shire of Grenville Tambler incorporating the annual financial report and auditor general report be accepted. Mover for that, please. Councillor Witham, seconded. Councillor White. All those in favour of that recommendation, it's passed 7-0. And recommendation two, it's a simple majority. That it be recommended to the council that one, in accordance with sections 5.55 and 5.55A of the Local Government Act 1995, the Chief Executive Officer give local public notice of the availability of the 2024-2025 annual report and publishes the report on the Shire's website within 14 days of acceptance, and two, the annual general meeting of electors be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, 9th February 2026 in the Townwell Council Chambers. Mover, Councillor Letter, second Councillor Robinson. All those favours, 7-0. 13.8, Delegations Register Amendments. This is from the Army Cost, Governance and Compliance. Are we happy to move forward to the recommendation? Yep. Okay, so this is an absolute majority officer recommendation that the Council 1 resolves by absolute majority to amend the following delegations to include the Finance Coordinator as a sub-delegate. Delegation 1.12, applying for grants and subsidies. Delegation 2.2, investment of surplus funds. Delegation 2.5, payment of creditors. Delegation 2.7, electronic payment of accounts. Delegation 2.9, signing and issuing of purchase orders. Delegation 2.10, signing scheduled documents for loans under the WA Treasury Corporation Master Lending Agreement. 2. Notes that the delegations register will be updated to incorporate these amendments. Call for mover, Councillor White, seconded, Councillor Dewar. All those favour of the recommendation, 7-0. 13.9. Review of elected member training and professional development policy. Once again, Leonie Hoss, Governance and Compliance Officer. No comments from the floor? No.
The only comment would be an update of where we're all at some point. So
yep.
We can provide that, yes.
Yep.
That would be lovely.
Time frames and all that.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, a recommendation here by absolute majority that the council adopts by an absolute majority the updated elected member training and professional development policy as presented. Moved Councillor White, seconded Councillor Letter. All those in favour of the motion, 7-0. Okay. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed, a procedural motion that in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting is closed to members of the public with the following aspects of the Act being applicable. A matter affecting an employee or employees, and B, a matter that if disclosed would reveal one, a trade secret, or two, information that has commercial value to a person, or three, information about the business, professional, commercial, or financial affairs of the person, where the trade secret or information is held by or is about a person other than the local government. So if I can have a, we'll move behind closed doors. Councillor White, seconded Councillor Robinson, all those in favour. 7-0. So the time of closure is
4:56 p.m.
4:56 p.m.